In the end of Shir last time, we're discussing Sha'ata, the sugya of Sha'ata Mimisim B'chol Misa Shiyachal. In other words, if you cannot kill the Nidon with the prescribed Misa, you could kill him any other way. And that was learned out from the extra words in context of Ritzach. The Gemara again says, Minayin She'im Iyata Yachal HaMisa B'Misa HaKsubaba, if you can't kill him with the Misa that's written next to that Nidon, that Onesh, that Avera, you could do any other way, kill him in any other possible way. The double lashon says to include other types of misas as well. And reading the Gemara alone, it sounds like Ritzicha would be the only case. The Gemara says Gol Hadam would also be an example that you could kill the Rotzech B'Shogeg in any way possible. Then we went through a number of other Rishonim Achron who included other types of Averes as well. We wanted to know what exactly was behind it, whether you would expand the this concept beyond simply Rotzech. That was question one. And number two was whether such a din is lechachila or b'dievid. Now, it's not lechachila, because everyone says if you could kill him in the prescribed way, you're supposed to kill him that way. If you could give him skila, you give him skila. The question is, let's say there's no rock, or you don't have a base of skila to throw him off. So then would you give him strefa or herger chenek or anything like that? That would still be lechachila in our discussion. Or, like Tosu says, b'dievid. Only if he runs away. You can't catch him. If he runs away, then you have to try, hunt him down, kill him any way possible. But if he's in our, let's say we're keeping him in prison till we figure out what we could do with him, there's no urgency to kill him, so then we have to wait it out until we could find skila and the means to kill him. So that's what we mean, lechachila or b'dievet. How advisable is this or not, or just a last resort? So this discussion, those two questions of lechachila b'dievet and the scope of this concept, is really telling, I think, on the machlokes Rambam Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos Asay, he counts the Dalad Misos Bezdin as four different mitzvos, which are beginning from Resh Chavav. He says, Setzivanu laharoges ha'ovrim al ktsas mitzvos b'saif. Resh Chav Zayin, lachno. Resh Chav Ches, lisrof. Reish Chav Tes, Liskol. Four different mitzvahs, Reish Chav Vav through Reish Chav Tes, four different mitzvahs of the Mises Besdin. The Rambam also reiterates this point in the Shroshim, Shorosh Yudalad. He's talking about when do you decide to split mitzvah up into two, into one. So he says an example of something you would split up would be the Dalad Mises Besdin. Try to look for that line here exactly. Right, exactly. He says there's certain mitzvahs that if you violate them, you're supposed to get skila. Other mitzvahs, you're supposed to get srefa, and so on and so forth. So this is an example of something you would split up into. They're basically similar ideas, but they're really four different mitzvahs. And the Ramban there attacks the Rambam. In the Shroshim, he does. Try to look for that line. And he says, I don't know why he counts them as four different mitzvahs. It's really one mitzvah, the mitzvah being Uviyar Tahara Mikrabecha. That is the one mitzvah. If anyone wants to find it specifically in the Frankels, it's page Resh, the first column. And he brings a raya. Where is this from? Our sugya here. Try to find the exact raya. That im enu yachol amisa osam b'misa haksuva behem sheyum su b'chol misa yachol amisa. You can't kill him with the prescribed misa. You could kill him any other way. That's his raya. That's all really one mitzvah of v'ibarat rami kerecha. If there are four independent mitzvahs, it wouldn't make sense to kill someone with skila to be killed with a sreifa, and vice versa. According to the Rambam, this gemara makes no sense to him. The four different mitzvahs, you can't use Srefa to kill a Skila guy and a Skila to kill a Srefa guy. Ramban says, but according to what I'm understanding, everything makes sense. If the underlying concept is Uviyarat Harami Kerbecha, to wipe out any evil, alright, so ideally you should do this way, that way, but the end result is the mitzvah, to kill them, to wipe them out. So if I can't do a Skila, so I can do a Srefa. If I can't do Srefa, I can do a Skila. And it makes a lot of sense. That's what the Ramban says versus the Rambam. So the Ramban would basically say, then, that it's lechachila. One is allowed to kill lechachila, even if he doesn't run away. If I can't do skila, okay, well, I'll do srefa. It's not a big difference between the two. And he would say, it seemed to say, go across the board. The Ramban doesn't limit this concept to only Rotzeach. He seems to say it unequivocally, across the board. Every single Avera should get this concept applied to it. But according to the Rambam, who says it's really the Misa themselves, that Misa Misa has a certain idea to it. That Dafka Michal Shabbos should get Skila. And a Bas Kohen Zinsa should get Srefa. You can't mix and match. It doesn't make sense to give a Bas Kohen a Skila and a Michal Shabbos Srefa. That whatever the underlying ideas behind it, just they won't match up. The only time the Rambam would allow you is if the guy runs away. And if the guy runs away, we have to protect the tzibur, and we could kill him any way possible.
Can you say specifically, maybe it's more of just like a din kapara, like for the Rambam? Like, you can only do this certain death, the reason being because this certain death requires this kapara. So, like, it could be, again, if you can't do anything, then you'll settle for something less, but, like, this certain death needs, as opposed to, like, in the Ramban, death itself is the kapara. Like, you don't need anything, as long as the acres to so that he's deaf in the world, but according to, we say that, like, you can't actually say this death is going to apply to this thing, because, like, it's not necessarily going to be the same kapara. So also over here, the same thing is in the same lines, and maybe strafa is not going to work for this instance, because it's not exactly, like,
so I hear you saying it's very nice idea, it's very possible. So the only thing I would just point out is, according to the kapara approach, is, so the chora, so a skila wouldn't achieve kapara through a srefa because you're going down level. The Gemara is in the Zemar Shah about this. The higher levels, but a srefa could for sure get a skila because skila is the worst punishment. So for sure he could accomplish and achieve a skila on that level. So then, but then you want to say, but again, that's what the Gemara is implied. You're trying to imply that each avera corresponds, each onesh corresponds to a particular avera. Some of those match up nicer for the kapara of some sort.
If the guy's running away, then what do you?
Oh, no, if the guy's running away, then you kill him any way possible.
Right.
I'm saying that's the last resort for the Rambam.
Right, I'm saying that's why I'm saying that would fit in. I'm saying, like, even though it's not going to necessarily be that, you're right, going to a lower level might not necessarily achieve that same level of kapara, but it's better than guy running away and getting nothing, something. It's not the high, it's not really, it doesn't really do the trick completely, but according to the Rambam, no, it's like, it's not as specific, and, like, it's not as kapara-based, it's just a matter of this guy, getting this guy out of the world.
Yeah, nice idea.
Does the Rambam have, yes, the owners have whatever mitzvah or in the Shorashim of Biyat Harav Mikir Bacha. Is he master that idea at all?
He is. That's the thing. So
I'm trying to find where the Evan aspect from the run. Like, why would it even be like when he runs away? Why would you still be allowed to kill him?
No. So the idea is for sure held by the Rambam. Huh. There are Gemaras that invoke this pasuk several places, okay. Interesting places. And you read through the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rasag has a long discussion about this Rambam. He keeps going to the Psukim and Gemara and Chulin. The Rambam himself quotes the Gemara and Chulin by the concept of Yivarat Haram Yikirbecha. So I think the Rambam holds the concept. He holds the concept when he runs away.
Right.
Lechachila, then you're supposed to give the prescribed punishment. If not, then he'll agree to the Ramban, kill him because of Yivarat Haram Yikirbecha. But that's only Bidyevet to get rid of the evil. Ramban thinks, no, Biyarta Harami Kerbecha is Lechachila. That's the underlying idea behind Misa in general. Wiping out evil.
So why they need, I guess, for any... What do we need for a classification of Misa, according to the Ramban?
Right, very good. So what does he do with that? So there's some classification. So he agrees there's some level, some idea behind that. But the real Iker Mitzvah is just getting rid of the evil, not necessarily the way it's being done. Right here.
It could be like you were saying the other day, like certain these affairs require, because whatever, deeper meaning behind each of means quite a different kind of music.
Right, some Mida connected, Mida of some sort. Right. I remember when I learned this a number of years ago, in my first year in Smicha, Rabbi Shmuel Hain was giving Chaburas at night, and I think he developed an idea trying to connect some of the Misas to the Averas. If you look in the list of Skilas, they're all very fundamental Averas related to this and somehow Skila, which is learned from Kabbalah Satorah, Har Sinai, are all, of course, Aseres Dibros were given, all about fundamental ideas. Shabbos, Avodah Zarah. You go down the list, it was a very nice idea. I'm sure Achronim tried to develop some theme. So again, this Machlokes Ramban, Rambam will answer the two questions we started with. According to the Rambam, there's no concept of Biyarat Haram Kirbecha, so it would be very limited when you would apply it. It would only be last resort when the guy runs away. Ramban, on the other hand, would be more lechachila, and it would be more expansive. The scope would be much wider. And the Rambam himself, if you look inside Whereas at Hilchos Sanhedrin, Yudal Ches, it sounds like it's only when the guy, you can't hold on to the guy. The guy's running away. I'll read it to you inside. Yudal Ches. Rambam writes, Misha Amar al-Nafsho li-Yachlu Beistin le-Eser so. Beistin cannot hold him down. Ad shimisu b'misa shu chayva. They can't hold him long enough to kill him with the prescribed misa. He's fighting out. So Horgan also ate the b'chol misa shi-Yachlu l-Hamisa. So you kill him any way possible. The guy is trying to break through. He's a strong guy. And five guys hold him down. He can't do what you have to do to him. So you kill him any other way. He's running away. But the guy's, not trying to escape, and he's willing to accept the misa he's deserving of, and there's no base of skila, there's no rocks anywhere around, let's say a case like that. So then you can't just get a knife and chop his head off, and you can't strangle him, you have to wait until you get the means. But if he runs away and he's posing a danger to the tzibur, then you kill him any other way, because you're not going to accomplish the idea of misa bezdin l'chachila.
Where did the Rambam say which mitzvos?
Resh Chavav Zayin, Ches, and Tes. Okay, so that ends that topic we finished. We started on Wednesday.
Did we try and connect it to Maisa Tosa?
Yeah, I think I said that. Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think so. Okay, so let's move on now to today's sugya, Mem Hei Amud Beis. Again, it's kind of backwards. You read it last time, but we're gonna now focus on it a little more today. So the Gemara says in the middle of Mem Hei Amud Beis, Amar Shmuel, Nekto Yad Ha'Eidim Pater. If the hand of the aid is cut off, then the guy goes scot-free. The Nidon goes scot-free because the Edom doesn't have a hand. Why? My taima? The ba'ina yad ha'edim tiyeba brisho. Now, the Pasuk says the hand of the Edom has to be first in performing the Misa against the Nidon. If he has no hand, he cannot perform the Onesh towards the Nidon. V'lucky, he doesn't have a hand. Gemara says, El miyata, if that's the case, Edom gidmin to mi kora hochin ami to pasli. So if you're going to tell me if an aide doesn't have a yad, he's going to be potter, the guy. You're going to tell me a guy who, an aide who never had a hand in the first place, is going to be puzzle? That can't be true. So what was that question? The Gemara thinks it's pashut, that a gidman is going to be kosher for aide. Why? What does Rashi say? Because if im kain, neima aide gidman psulin lama li dinakat nikta alachar mikan. Because the Gemara just should have said, Shmuel's statement should have been as follows. Gidman is pasul, is pater. Why do you say nikta yada edim, which implies originally he had a hand and only later did he lose his hand, only he's pater. If it was really Gidman, it should have said, Gidman, a guy who never had a hand in the first place, is pater. Kavachomer, the guy lost it midway through the case. Since it never said that, so it must be that's not true. Rashi asks a very textual point. Now, the Yadarma, though, where's the Yadarma? Here we go. Asks a very different question, which will really present a nice chakira in this sugya. He understands the question differently. Why is it so pasha that Gidman would be kosher to be an aid? Someone who didn't have a hand from the first place. He says, Im Kain, if that were the case, if they were pasal, Gidman were pasal, ki heiche de palginan ben dine mamunas ladine nefashos, gave dayanim, just like the Mishnayos distinguish about different differences that exist between Dina Mamunus and Dina Nefashos when it comes to judges. Niflag Nami Gave Edim. There should be also a Mishnah that lists the differences between Nefashos and Mamunus. Because only Nefashos require Yad HaEdim. So what's going to come out is, a Gidman is going to be Pasul for Dina Nefashos. But he's going to be Kasher for Dina Mamunus. But the Mishnah never lists any differences between Edim of Dina Mamunus versus Dina Nefashos. The fact that it's off that list must be that Gidman are kosher. The fact that that list doesn't even exist tells me that Gidman are kosher.
What about Nikta Yadam? wouldn't that question would have to follow through for Nikta Yadam as well?
That's absolutely a great question. Very, very good question.
I mean, no, I just unless he holds that the psul is also by Gidman as well.
I don't think so. I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know the answer. Stumped. I don't know. Okay. But what's... I'll try to think about the question. But we see from this Gemara, the Yadarma at least, the following now. If I had to ask you the question, what is the psul of Niktam Haid, Yad Haidim? What's that psul? How do you categorize that psul? Psul in what?
God.
Is it kind of I think what the chakir is?
Yeah.
Is it a psul in Avis, or is it psul in, like, they can't do the Maisa Misa?
The Onesh, exactly. Onesh, yeah. Exactly. Psul in the Adim, I mean, so the footnote tells you in the Yadamah, he's very helpful for that also. He gives, I'm not sure if he says that straight up, but that's, I think, the chakir, yeah, I think that's in play here. Is the psul of the Nikta Yad HaEdim, or the concept of Yad HaEdim Tiyeh B'Rishona, that the Yad HaEdim have to be first, is that a psul in the Adis? Somehow the yad is lacking. I'll explain what that means. Or that's it's a din in the onesh, that he has to perform it first. So from the question of the Yad Ramah, he says, it should have been on a list of psulim of edim, the differences between din and mamonis and din and fashos. And since Gidman isn't there, it must be Gidman is not puzzled. The fact that Yad Ramah thought there should have been a list comparing, contrasting edim, he thinks the whole psul, or the whole din of Yad HaEdim, is a din in edis. Now the Rashi doesn't say that. He asks from a different question. Internally within the Gemara, he may argue and say, no, Yad HaEdim is not about Psul Eidus. He can never have such a Havamina to think there should be a list of Yad HaEdim. Because the Yad HaEdim Barishona is not a Din in Eidim. It's a Din in something else. Rashi doesn't tell us, but what Gary thought, it's a Din in the Onesh. There's a Chiyuv that the Eid has to be the first one to give the Onesh. Okay, so we'll develop it further. Just having those concepts in mind, Din in the Misa or Din in the Eidim, we'll develop it further now. Now, in terms of the Gemara says, so back to the Gemara for a second. So why is that Yad HaEdim are puzzled? The Gemara says, and if Yad, why, if your hand gets cut off in the middle of the court case, it's the guy's putter. If he had no hand from the beginning, then he's kosher. Gemara says, shiny halsam, delmar kar Yad HaEdim shahayas akfar. When you say Yad HaEdim, it has to mean he had a hand in the beginning, and now midway through the case, he lost his hand. That's when he's puzzled. But if he never had a hand, so then he's kosher.
Is this both hands?
Good question. So we'll leave that out for now. Acharam talk about, let's say he lost one hand, let's say one of the Edim, but not the other aid. They discuss this, make various diukim, whether it's one or two Edim. And it might connect to the, it might, yeah, very much connect to this issue. So what's the Gemara's answer? Why is why are Gidman kosher for Edis? The Maisa, they don't have a hand. They're not going to accomplish Yad HaEdim by Rishona. So Rashi writes, anybody see what Rashi writes here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you remember?
Yeah, because that is their hand.
Yeah, that is their hand. That is their hand. Whatever they have there, if they have no hand, but they have an arm, or they have no arm, they have just a shoulder. Whatever it is that they have, that's considered their Yad. That is considered their yad. Meaning, Rashi requires a yad still. You need a yad somehow. We'll develop that and explain that what it means in a second. The Yad Ramah just simply says, no, the pasuk only means if you had a hand in the beginning and you don't have a hand now, you're pasul. But if you never had a hand, so you don't have a hand now. The guy doesn't have a hand. You can't say his arm is his hand or his shoulder is his hand. He doesn't have a yad. Why is Rashi so attached to the idea that the aid needs a yad?
He needs to do the Maisa Misa. So he needs to do the Maisa Misa.
Exactly. He needs the Maisa Misa. So let's explain what I mean. Let's first explain the Yad Ramah. Yeah.
How does that help for Maisa Misa? If he doesn't have a hand, he can't do anything.
Very good.
I thought it was the opposite, that Rashi would say it's not Maisa Misa. He just needs that he shouldn't have like a status change or whatever.
Right. Oh, so let's do this. Let's do a status change first. Okay? So in terms of the aid, let's say it's about a psul in Adis, or a din in the Adis. So the aid has to be the same person from point one, or the beginning to the end. If he had a yad in the hand in the beginning and doesn't have a yad at the end, he went through a status change. And he's not the same aid. He can't give testimony anymore. So that's what the Yad Ramah says. But if he never had a hand in the first place, so he's the same person in the beginning and the end. There's no din, there's no requirement to have a yad. We just need the aid to be consistent. The same aid in the beginning has to be the same aid at the end. You go through a big change, and particularly the yad, he lost his hand, he's a new person, if you will. That's how I understand it. Now you can start saying, well, what if another big change has happened to him? He loses a leg. Mm-hmm. So the hand is more important for some reason. It's in terms of the punishment, and we'll see some reasons later on. And there are Gemaras in the Mishnah getting about this. You have to be kosher in the beginning and kosher at the end. You have to be the same person in the beginning as you are at the end. But if it's about the din of the onesh, that the aid has to give the onesh, so he needs his yad to give the onesh. If his yad is his shoulder, as Rashi says, he could give the onesh for the shoulder. How? He could push him off using his yad. That's where I think the footnote in the Yad Ramah says something like this.
What's he going to do by the other mises? Is he going to strangle him with his arm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's good. But what about the other mises? What's he going to do about those? Use his teeth?
That's what I thought that, according to Rashi, I thought the opposite. According to Rashi, he was saying that it was a status change. It doesn't matter. He doesn't even need his physical hand. It's not a practicality. He needs the halachic hand. Whatever he has is his hand, halachically, and that's all he cares about.
But why does he need a hand, though? If it's best...
It's
Rashi means Rashi's hand. Rashi's hand, it's lav dafka hand.
It's lav dafka that he needs a thing that...
His shoulders are actually his hands. It means that, no, the man, he still represents the yad that the pasuk is talking about in terms of pushing him off the thing.
Yeah, I definitely hear that reading. I'll tell you...
The Yad Ramah, I thought, would be the opposite. The Yad Ramah says...
We weren't so sure about the Yad Ramah, but that's we thought Rashi was.
What does the Yad Ramah say?
Yeah, Mr. Smith says there's only the guy's only putter if he had a Yad in the beginning and lost the Yad at the end. But if he never had a Yad in the first place, we weren't talking about such a person.
So the Yad Ramah, you know, you can take it either way. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I still think I'm comfortable with the footnote who reads it this way, that Rashi requires the Yad to perform the Mitzvah. I hear the practical question you have.
I'm just saying, so what's he doing for? Fine.
I hear the question. I don't know.
What's he doing for Herrick?
Right. Yeah, no, I hear it. It's a good question. But I also like Rashi because we'll see in a little bit later he's Lashitaso, which I like, especially in the same sugya. You could just say that, you know...
It is all the Misos, right? It's not just Skila, is it?
I didn't see anybody who distinguished between...
Right.
Again, the Pasuk is by Avodah Zarah, which is Skila.
Because that's how you could get out of it, but I thought it was by all.
It's a good question, man. That's something to think about. I think Jake wants to say something very badly.
No, we're hacking around if the guy himself is going to be putter from the Misa. Just be, so fine. So maybe the Aiden won't be able to do it practically. However, that doesn't necessarily mean that the guy will therefore be putter. You know, fine. The Aiden are not going to be able to do it. Fine. So you get other people to do it. Lav dafka that the guy's not going to be putter because of a practical, you know, issue.
No, but the idea is we didn't get to some of the reasons we'll get to at the end, if not today, tomorrow. But the Aiden have to perform the Misa.
That's where we're coming off. That's the mission.
The Rambam, I'll just show you the Rambam. We'll get to that again later about whether it's Likuva or not. The Rambam has a strong formulation. The Rambam we just read, actually. He says, if the guy's running away, that case of Barech, and you can't kill him with prescribed Misa, he says, Horgin Oso, he runs away. Horgin Oso Edov, Bechol Misa Shiachol, and the Edov only. Bechol Misa Shiachol. And therefore, on that if the Yad of the Edov gets cut off, he's Potter. No one else could take his place.
I mean, so why can't you just have the Ram like that? Okay, that's fine. That's the Rambam Shita, but like, why can't you just pair the Rambam and the Yad Ramah together and say Rashi that no, maybe Rashi doesn't hold that the Edom necessarily, you know, are required to do the Misa themselves.
But why does Rashi feel the need to call this, to create this Chiddush to say they have a Yad? What's he trying to say with that?
No,
he's going out of his way to do something.
The Mishnahs don't say fair should be an asshole. No, the Mishnahs don't say it says that two people come.
No, just to get out of the issue of the guy being putter. You know, the Yad, when Rashi require Yad, it's not for a practical purpose, it's just to I guess, help us with and Shtim the Pasuk with the situation by saying that the guy still would be Chai. If Lav Dafka, that he needs to do it practically. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I do hear what you're saying. I mean, according to Rashi, Rashi is still being Mekai in the Pasuk.
Yeah.
According to Yadamah, the Pasuk is really thrown out now. The Pasuk isn't applicable. And you're saying it's not really a question of how to understand alumnus here necessarily. It's just whether we're still working within the positive or not. Okay, I hear that.
I'm just trying to back you up.
No, I thought differently though. I thought Rashi thought you practically. But here, you had a good question. How are you going to perform Sreif for Chai? You know, the other ones, those are more difficult to accomplish. I may have been very much biased because of the footnote here. The footnote thought for Rashi that. No, it's good that, yeah, I just take him for granted and just accept what he says. It's good that you guys challenge him, and it's a very good question.
That's the reason why it's on bottom.
Wow.
Good.
Okay.
There's a reason why you're not on bottom.
Okay.
Whoa.
So.
I'm making jabs at Lebanon. I'm making jabs at the court. You're making jabs at me.
Do we show the recording? Or are you
okay, so but the footnote, the truth is, footnote does quote an Aruch Haner. And Aruch Haner is on the top, not on the bottom.
Ooh.
And Aruch Haner does say, from quoting Rashi, Rashi is Dezuhi Yad Shalom, this is their hand. He says, Yehuda still has a good question. But it was explained the way the footnote was explaining. That Zem Mashma, Rashi is implying the Afshahim Gidman. Even though they have no hands, they come welcome hanging a misa also, they still have to perform the misa. The Rambam, he says, however, thinks that others can perform the misa on his behalf. I remember seeing that Rambam inside. I don't know if that was true. I have to look at that again. But for Rashi, he clearly understands that they themselves perform it. That's why Rashi emphasizes in Yad, you still need Yad Ha'edim, because they are still performing the Onesh. Mashenk and Yad Ramah is all about Edis. The Aegis is a problem. If he's a different person in the beginning than at the end than he was in the beginning, he's going to be puzzled. But if you never had a Yad, so he won't be puzzled. His status has never changed.
Wait,
so
it's a Kasha
on Rashi? No, your Kasha, no, you're
the
Yadamah. Sorry. Says Rashi, who emphasizes the Yad, this is his Yad, he learns out from that he has to still perform the Misa however he can, because that's his Yad. You need to perform the Misa, to din in the Misa. And you still have a good question. I don't have the answer to your question. I don't know.
So he's saying that Rashi said, like, he would have to figure, whatever. Okay, fine.
Right. He's saying or if you want to say it's limited to Skila, but I don't remember seeing that anymore.
He's saying, like you're saying, that Rashi's saying it has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think Jake's approach could also be an approach. He's just arguing about whether you could still work within the Pasuk or not.
Yadram also says, like, he mentions Dina Nefoshos. He doesn't, like, which seems that it would be all the Pesos, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. Also, he does right.
It should. Right.
Yeah, I think Pashas is it applies across the board. I haven't seen this thing.
It's Pashas in the Gemara that if you don't have a hand before, let's say, before you're being made, that the guy still is Chayv Misa, correct?
Yep.
So, how would that question apply to that scenario? Because again, the question arises: how's the guy even able to do all these different things without a yad? Right? But nonetheless, still, Pasuk still says that the guy's chayiv. And you still have to do it.
Saying in general,
like,
how the Gidmen are going to perform the Misa. In Echanami. Right, yeah, you're right. Yeah, this is a very practical question. I don't know how to answer it, but yeah.
Oh, no, I know. I'm saying the fact that the Pasuk says you're chayiv means that the kash is a little less schwer.
Well, how do you answer it? Lemaisa, how is he going to do it?
Or, no, you would just say that when the Pasuk's talking, Pasuk's not saying that practically that you don't have to do it. Again, the guy still doesn't be chayav. However, you have other people do it.
There wouldn't even be a chakira though. There would never be. You would never be able to. What you're saying, you would never even be able to say two sides to the chakira. You wouldn't be able to be saying the yad rama because then you'd have a kasha on the yad rama. It would only be able to be a status thing. You're saying that there can't be something about practicality that he needs his hand to do the misa.
Hey, I'm taking practicality out of the thing.
Right. So how's
he
going to
do
sides.
It? Well, Mike's a bigger question. How's he going to do it? He doesn't have a hand.
He's saying you don't have to. He's saying you don't need to. He's saying. Anybody else could do it. Yad Eidim just means he has to have a Yad, whatever his Yad may be.
Exactly.
But he doesn't have to Lamais actually do it.
It's only that didn't testify, it's not a didn't actually perform the
Misa. Exactly.
Now,
Aruch Haner is saying,
and there are a bunch of kashas. Lamais, I don't know practically how he would do it. Good questions, I don't know. Okay, so let's go through just a couple of nafkaminas if we have time, in terms of when does this guy's hand get cut off? At what point of the court case does it happen? So we have, let's start with. Okay, so let's talk about what happens. Let's say Gemar Din happened. The Nidon was judged, and he was convicted, and he's going out to get Skila now. And then before the actual Misa of Skila, the Edim's hand gets cut off. What's the Din? What's it in there? Anybody see?
After Gemar Din,
before the actual Misa.
And then his hand got cut off?
Yeah. is the guy let off the hook? Is he putter? Is this considered nikta yad adam and he's putter? Or no, everything with the case was closed. It was very nigmar din. I think, yes. Anybody have any rayas from a Rashi, maybe? I guess people were preparing some moloch sugis and stuff and not doing these necessarily. So Rashi says, no, I think it's fine. So Rashi says as follows. Yad ha'edim, yad shahaya solahem tiyelahem b'shas misa. Shas misa is the essential moment that you need. If his hand gets cut off, even though it's after Gmar Din, but kodim shas misa, it's considered nekta yad ha'edim and pater. Why does Rashi require that point? The Misa. The Misa, you have to perform the Misa. That's what Yad Ha'edim means. If he doesn't have a Yad anymore to perform the Misa, the guy's Pater. This is a Rashi L'Shitaso, according to the understanding of the Aruch Haner, that if he has no hand from the beginning, his Yad becomes whatever he has left. Because he has to, the Misa, he has to perform the Misa however possible, pushing him off to din the Misa. Rabbeinu Yonah, on the other hand, he says, he's talking about, okay, the Yesh Omer, Dafka Nikta La'acha Shehidu Bevezdin, only after they testify in Bezdin, but Kodim Shenigma Hardin. So I don't want to talk about the beginning point yet, but at the end point, he's emphasizing Gmar Din. His point at the end is Gmar Din. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah learns. You read inside the. It's going to be unclear just me reading it like this. That's the cutoff point of Gmar Din for the Rabbeinu Yonah. Right. But if Gmar Din happens and then he gets his hand cut off before Shas Misa, the guy's still chayev. Gmar Din finalized everything. Because for Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a din in Eidus. And the Gmar Din is when the Eidus is completed. I don't care if he can't complete the Misa in the end of the day, he has no yad anymore to do it. It's all about Eidus. So that would be another nafkamina, I think, connected to this issue.
So, question. So
yeah.
If it's all about the Eidus, right? So then why does that Eid have to do it? Like, push him off?
So that's still a great question. We're going to get to the reasons. There are two different reasons we'll get in the Zeramam versus the Ralbag. We'll discuss, we'll answer that question. Now, what about when is the beginning point? When we said a Gidman is kosher l'Eidus. So let's say his hand gets cut off after he witnessed the murder, whatever he witnessed, the Avera, but before he actually testified. So what would you think in that case? So there's, I didn't bring the Orza Ruh here. All right, just read from here. The Orza Ruh discusses this question. Where did that go? Sorry, one second. The Orza Ruh quotes in, this is in Sanhedrin, he quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. Makes a couple of diukim, but he wants to, he doesn't have the whole thing here. Oh. Okay, either way, you have to look at Orza Ruh inside. He connects the whole discussion when it comes to Psuli Eidus. When Psuli Eidus, what is considered the moment of giving the guy the shame Psul? Is it Shas Ria, Shas Haggadah? So the fact that Orza Ruh wants to connect these sugyas to the sugyas of Eidus seems to indicate the Yad Ha'edim is a psul Eidus. And depends on whatever you pass in terms of Eidus would be the same din when it comes to the Yad Ha'edim. That would be the essential point and moment. Rabbeinu Yonah, on the other hand, argues, and Lachor, Rabbeinu Yonah would argue it's nothing to do with Eidus. It has to do all with Shas Misa. Okay. I guess... Let's just finally do. There are a couple other issues. We'll just finally do the reasons. People ask me whether some of the reasons behind why does the Yad Ha'edim have to be the one to perform and execute the Misa. So, what do you think?
Sorry, is it possible?
There are two reasons given. Forget the exact. Let's think of two reasons.
So you're gonna, based on if you're going to be the ones who are testifying about in the basin, and you're going to be like so stuck to say this guy's Chayav Misa, then you're going to actually be that one who has to go through with it. Like, make sure
that you're not lying. Kind of thing. Great. So how would you categorize that in terms of the categories you've already been working with, Eidus versus Onesh?
Oh.
Gemar Eidus?
I would think Eidus. The only reason why he does it is only to strengthen the Eidus itself, to strengthen the Nemanus. I mean, what Gary said was as follows. If I know that I'm the one who's going to have to kill him, I'm going to make sure my Eidus is correct. So the only reason why I give the Misa is not because I deserve to give the Misa. There's no din in me giving the Misa myself. It's simply to strengthen my Eidus. So it's a din in Eidus. That's what the... No, you saw that? Or are you just guessing?
No, I'm saying that links back to the
Yad Ramot. Oh, exactly. It links back to the Yad Ramot. That is, the Rabag says that, yes. Rabag in Parsha Shoftim says that reasoning. The Rambam, however, says differently. The Rambam says, in the Perish Mishnayos, the Rambam in Nechnokim, he says, why do they aid him, the ones to kill?
It's a Gemara Onish. Serious. But the Eidus, I mean, the beginning of the Eidus was like the beginning of like their Onish. Like they started the Onish process, like they finished the Onish process.
So
like, they're the first ones to get them in trouble by testifying about them. So like they now like their end of their punishment is by killing them.
So it didn't own it. So he didn't quite say like that, but that's like that conceptual idea. He's basically saying, listen, the Dayanim say we only know what happened based on your words. We can only trust you so much. You guys really saw it. You guys are not because your Eidus is lacking. Just you're the ones who saw the Eidus. You're the ones who should carry out the din because you saw everything.
It's not like a punishment. I don't mean onish like that. I'm saying it's like, it's more like you have shreichas.
You have shreichas. Like what Yoni was saying.
The other one, like we're trying to like keep you in check, make sure that you're...
Exactly. We're trying to keep the Eidus in check. That was the Rabbah, what Gary had said. It's din Eidus. This is because you started the process. You saw the Eidus. We didn't see it. We just hear what you were. We're just qualifying your statements. But we're the Dayanim. Mm-hmm. But since you're the Eidim and you witnessed it, you're going to finish the onish. It's a din of the onish.
Do you take from the Dayanim's aspect also?
Meaning?
That, like, I guess, like, the koach of the Dayanim, based on Eidus, like, how much koach the Dayanim in general have, when I guess there's an Eidus involved, like according to the first side, mm-hmm. like, the Dayanim could have done it. However, to make sure that the Eidim are correct, we say that, you know, Eidim, you have to do it to follow through in your words. However, on the second side, the Dayanim technically don't have the koach to do it. They don't have the ability to do it.
Well, you could say they have. They just gave it over. The Adam had the ability to point who's going to be the killer.
Right. But I do like the angle you're coming from. Looking at it from a different angle, I'm trying to think why they would not have the koach to do it. What would that issue stem from?
Maybe they don't have sheikhs. They didn't see the misa.
Well, that's what the Rambam's saying.
Right. They have to see it.
Say, well, why do you have to see it though? I mean, if we understand Eidus in Basin as really strong, so they should be just as qualified, less is about how we understand Eidus. I mean, when the Dayanim accept the Eidus, it doesn't come to life. It just allows us to take the next stage in the process.
Could be when the Eidim are being made in front of the Dayanim, I have no idea if like this is true, but you can say the Dayanim themselves become the Eidim as well, and therefore give them the koach to be... to kill someone, or do we say no that they're just a?
I think it's an interesting idea. I don't know the answer. It's very very interesting. When it comes to the case of Megadif, when someone curses Hashem, so they have to perform. They have to say what the whole process. They say Yaakov Yosef is Yosef. They don't want to use shame Hashem, and finally after the whole process, they finally say what actually shame him for, which was said. They say the statement, and everyone tears kriya. The Dayanim, everybody. Everybody becomes Eidim to the actual event when it comes to Megadif. Hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a model to look at where the Dayanim become Eidim to a certain extent. And you want to say maybe that's something that's going on here as well. Uh-huh. That whether the Dayanim could turn into Eidim and then they could accomplish this idea of Yada Eidim by Rishona.
You know, isn't there like a sugya of being like a killing someone within a base? Eidim
Nasadayan. That?
No, isn't there like a sugya of like, you know, of a misa occurring right in front of basin itself, in front of it? I don't know.
Yes, basin sugya is ain and asandayim. If you're an aid, you can't be dying also. So you point certain dayanim to be aidim. The other ones are the dayanim, and the aidim is in front of the dayanim. But okay, fine. So I guess we have just a few minutes. Just the other issues that Jeremy was mentioning about one of the hands get cut off. So, did anybody address that particularly? Yeah, Perish Mishnayos, the Rambam said that... I'll read it to you inside. How about that? You guys can look at it also if you want. It's in Hanechnokim. It's the seventh parak, the third Mishnah. Let's see. Kfar Yadata, you already know. Sheha Edim, Haim, Shema Misin Biyadaim, Ezu Misa Shetia. The Edim perform the Misa. Lefi, Sheosa Dover Etzlam, Emes. From their perspective, everything is Emes, from the Edim's perspective. Shesigu B'chusheyem, they saw, they witnessed it, they felt everything. Vuh Etzleinu, but according to us, from our perspective as the Dayanim, Sipur Devarim, they're just simple words, stories. She'ein anu Yodim, El Mashashaman, we only know what we heard. But they know the emes. So if they don't know the emes, they should carry out the punishment also. Not to keep the Edis in check, but somehow, which I perhaps with Yoni's idea, that they saw the Edis, they have to continue with the onish. It flows directly from the Edis that they give testimony about. Something along those lines. Okay, maybe we'll just stop here, I guess. Everybody's here.